Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Mark chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" Early in the morning, the women made their way to the tomb. They had watched as the lifeless body of Jesus was placed there. They were troubled because the preparations for his burial were rushed. What troubled them even more was the stone rolled in front of the entrance to the tomb. It was very large, heavy, and designed to keep people out. Imagine their surprise when they arrived at the tomb and found the stone was moved. As I celebrate Jesus' resurrection, I can identify with the women. It is easy to be troubled and upset by many things in my life. Distractions seem more common. Obstacles seem to multiply. Challenges seem to be insurmountable. Yet, instead of focusing on the promise of my Savior, I turn my attention to the stone in front of the tomb. My greatest concern becomes, how do I get past the stone in my life? The answer is found at the tomb. The stone is moved. The grave is empty. My Savior lives. Because Jesus lives, I can find joy in every promise he gives. There is joy in knowing the guilt of my sin is removed. There is joy in knowing death and the devil have been defeated. There is joy in knowing my Savior lives to guide and direct my life. There is even joy in knowing heaven is prepared for me. These blessings need to become my chief focus and my source of confidence. Then I will no longer be distracted by the empty lifestyle of this world. I will no longer be deceived by the devil's deadly lies. I will no longer be preoccupied with the fears, problems, and confusion of this life. I know Jesus lives. I know the stone is moved. O gracious and living Savior, too often I allow the burdens of this world to distract me. Strengthen my faith. Open my eyes to see your faithful promises. Fill me with joy at your open and empty tomb. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.